כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
הלוקה כי טוב זמר אליקנו, first pasuk. We're starting the next הלוקה כי טוב זמר אליקנו כי נועים נועבו תהילו. It's the third of the mizmorim that we say after Ashrei and Hali Nafshei Hashem. Each Hillel is taking us to a more specific, more intimate stage, dimension of our Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashrei is primarily paying attention to the fact that Hashem's Chasodim v'rachmonis is all encompassing. Toiv Hashem l'akoyim. Hashem is toiv to everybody. Duch Hashem kol ma'asecho. Hinei choli lechi sebeiro. Ata Hashem l'amasom. Zatoyseach. Zizem atzbi l'chol chayotoyim. Kimad every posuk we talk about how is all encompassing Chasodim and Gdulis the Achmonis affects entire Bria. That is a certain dimension of the greatness of Hashem. That is, Chasodim and Toivus are for the entire Bria, from the smallest of the creatures to the largest, from people that are far from Hashem to those who are close to Hashem. At the end, it starts mentioning the concept of Shoyim Hashem Kol Oyhavov is Kol Shoyim Yashmit. That there are different levels within humanity of relationship. The ones that are Oyhav of Yireyim, are close to him, have a special Ashkoch, and the Rishoyim eventually will fall. That's the first Mizmah. The second Mizmah, as we've been speaking for a while, of Hali Nafshis Hashem, is more specific about what is special about Hashem and how having Bitochen to anybody else is futile. Everybody else, Teitzi Uluchu Yoshel Admosai. He doesn't last. He has no independent koyach. Whereas Hashem, Oisus Shemayim V'Oretz, He created everything, and together with that, He has Hashkocha, and even the most unfortunate people, the ones that are falling and bent over and poor, neglected and oppressed, all those people Hashem is with. And we ended up with that also, that Hashem Ohev Tzadikim, He loves those Tzadikim. Now we're taking it to the third level of the special Hashgacha that Hashem has over Klal Yisrael through the Beis HaMikdash. And Be'etzem is a continuation. Many of the Mefoshim point this out, the Malbim and many other, the Kadmoinim. It's also Ibn Ezra and others. And they say that the last pasuk of the previous one was Yivach Hashem Le'olam. We're exclaiming that we want Hashem to reveal himself and control in his beautiful way the entire world. Elikayach Tzion. What's special about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elikim of Tzion. And that's what this Mizmah is saying, the same thing. And we're going to talk about Boini Yerushalayim, etc. That there's something special. We're not just part of the Koyil of Ashrei, the entire Bria. We're not even part of the general thing of the different specific type of people that live in the world that were mentioned in the previous Hali Nafshis Hashem. But we are Klal Yisrael. We are the nation that has special Hashkoch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashri Shrina B'tzioin. And that's what we had in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what we appreciate, what makes it special. Even in Golos, there's a lower level, but there still is Hashkoch HaShrina. So saying, Halu Koh, Ki Toiv Zamre Elikeinu, how good it is to sing to Elikeinu, all the Mephoshim point out, that we're saying, the lesson of the Kedu, our God, the conjugated form of the name of Hashem, He is ours and we are His. And we're stressing with this thing, the Midah, like we said, the previous capital from the Malbim is the highest level of Shira. We have a high level of praise to Hashem because of the Kedu, the special Hashkocha between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. And that relationship is what we're stressing in this Mizmah. So it takes us to a higher level of bitachon. Not only do I realize that Hashem controls the world, not only do I realize that Hashem interacts with all those in need, no matter how unfortunate and helpless they seem to be, there's something special about me, that being part of Klal Yisrael, the Am, that Hashem was Mashri Shrina upon. And that's why we're starting off, Zamri Ligenu, to sing with all that exuberance and excitement to my God, our God, Kinoim Nova Tehila. How sweet it is, and how pleasant it is to praise Hashem. This is one of the Chazdei Hashem. Sometimes you have a person, the Moshe, who is very wealthy, and people praise him. He said, I don't need your praise. Meichel Tevis. Hashem, even though he has everything, he doesn't need our praise, but even so, Nova Tehila, it's nice for us to praise him, and Hashem likes us to praise him. That's part of the Chasodim. He gave us the opportunity to praise him, because he wants us to have that relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, may we embark on this new Mizmor and help us appreciate the special thing that Klal Yisrael has, that we are the Am Elikeinu, that Hashem is Mashri Shechina upon. We had in the time of the Beis HaMikdash in its full intensity, and goes we have in a less intensity, and we're looking forward to the Mizamah to Hashem when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt in Peir V'Yameinu.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111